B-Pod Studios.
May I have your attention, please?
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 101 Morning Show. It's Tuesday morning, and it's a little wet out there this morning. Some rain's coming down, but it's going to go away.
That's good. Although, you know, we need the rain.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because last weekend was the first weekend since St. Patrick's Day weekend that we had a weekend without a rain event.
Really?
Now, that's a long time.
That's a really long time. I've gotten lazy, though, because I don't want to water my plants.
You won't have to today.
Okay, that's good. Right. See, there you go.
You'll be good to go today. Rain early, then the sun's going to come out this afternoon, mixed with some clouds, and a high about 78 degrees. So it's going to be just fine out there. So, coming up this morning here, David Ortiz story.
Yeah, we have lots to talk about.
Boy.
Unbelievable.
Took an odd turn yesterday.
Sure
but
did.
Really nice of the Red Sox to go send a plane and bring him home to Mass General,
it's
which
good.
Is a really good
in
hospital.
In case anybody didn't know that, you know, he is at Mass General right now. So that's good.
Yeah.
And expected to make a full recovery, but like Hank said, took a weird turn yesterday, didn't it?
Boy, did it ever. I didn't expect that there were going to be illicit allegations.
Allegations.
Yes, allegations. That's
all they are.
They started with the British tabloids.
Yeah. Well, don't they always?
They always do.
So
Daily Mail seems to have somebody everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. Seriously. Really, it's really true. We'll talk about that, at 7:10?
Yeah, we'll cover that for you, 7:10 this morning. And let me see, the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga story. Are you covering that in Dirty Laundry this morning?
Yeah. I'm all about Bradley Cooper. I'm also fascinated by the whole Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber cage fight showdown. And now we've got new polls on who would win.
Like
there's even a question.
Like you care.
I kind of do.
You serious?
A little bit. You know, it's kind of fun. It's a little distraction. It's not about the Kardashians, which is very freeing for me. So that's good.
Hey, what are we, about 30 hours away from the first Game 7 Stanley Cup Final ever in the city of Boston?
In the history of Boston.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So getting cranked up about that. Golden State won by 1 point last night in the NBA playoffs.
Oh, my God. You know, Kevin Durant played. KD came back, so... Toronto hasn't closed it out yet.
But he isn't going to be back again.
He did get hurt again?
Got hurt again last night. And this time it looks like an Achilles.
Oh, boy.
We'll keep you posted on that. All of this is coming up. Plus, we got Winogrand in 60 seconds.
What a show.
In just minutes, right here, WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, is everybody ready for animal stories this morning here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show? And animals are all over New England.
Yeah, they are. It's summer. They come out. It's annoying. But there are three stories that have been going on in New England, and they're fascinating to me. First, eagles. I didn't realize that birds can swim. Like, I knew they could dive in and get a fish,
in
and get out. What?
You ever see a duck?
That's
well, like
not
that,
right.
Not like birds of prey. Like, you know, ducks and geese are different.
Yeah.
Like, they're a totally different category. You don't see like a robin swimming.
You ever see a robin in a bird bath?
Yeah, but it's different. This is different. You haven't seen the video.
Okay.
I know that I'm not smart, but I know that this is fascinating.
All right, what happened?
Yeah.
This bird, this bald eagle, was in New Hampshire in Wolfboro. Was swimming to shore. There's a video of it, and we'll put it up at WROR.com, but it was swimming, legit swimming, doing the breaststroke with its wings. Not just for like a little bit, like maybe 6, 7, 8 strokes in.
You sure it wasn't Lauren? He goes to Wolfboro.
No kidding.
He's bald.
It wasn't furry enough.
I should have been there.
Yeah, so, and then I looked it up, and that bald eagles actually swim. They do this version of the breaststroke, and it's not uncommon. Sometimes when they go for a fish, they latch on, and then they just don't want to let go, and they'll just go for a ride with the fish and see if they can
win. I've seen that happen.
So there's that.
Wow.
So I just think that did you know that?
No.
All right, see?
And no, I did not.
So I'm playing golf one time, as in Florida, and an eagle came down in a pretty big lake.
You've never had an eagle in golf, don't lie.
No, that's true. It's the only time I can ever say eagle on a golf course and be legitimate about the whole thing. But this eagle comes down, he hits the water, boom, like that, and grabs onto a huge fish with his talons, you know, and he starts to try to struggle to get out of the water, but the fish is so big, he can't quite get airborne. Mm-hmm. So he's like paddling himself over and he finally drags the fish out onto the shore to eat the fish.
It won. So other weird thing that happened, and you were fascinated by this because you're happy because of the shark situation. 12 miles off Cape Cod the other day, they saw an orca swimming with dolphins. And the good news about orcas is that sharks are afraid of them, right?
Yeah, they're killer whales.
Yeah.
And sharks are afraid of killer whales. The other thing I didn't realize is that an orca is actually a member of the dolphin family.
I didn't realize that either.
That's weird.
Distant cousins.
Yes.
Who knew?
So I'm actually excited. You know, the conspiracy theorist, I'm thinking maybe the aquarium dropped them off the coast.
That's probably
maybe,
just to protect the people.
Tinfoil hat this guy.
Finally,
just so you guys will be warned, there was a woman in York, Maine with a beautiful, beautiful lobster roll in her hand, and she went to take a picture of it, you know, with the York Lighthouse behind her in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nubble.
And as she was doing that, a seagull swooped down and took it right out of her hands.
Unbelievable.
So let that be a warning to you. These things are aggressive.
Watch them.
And those things are expensive.
Okay. I know.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house or catch up on.
And it's all David Ortiz all the time today. He is back in, he's back in town. He's over at Mass General now. And it's an amazing thing, the love, an outpouring love for David Ortiz we experienced. Like Hank was just saying a couple minutes ago, that possibly the quietest he's ever heard Fenway Park was last night.
They called it a moment of reflection last night at Fenway before the game. And, you know, you'll hear moments of silence for various players if somebody's passed along. You can always hear, like, ambient noise. You can hear somebody in the outfield yelling.
Right.
You could not hear a thing last night at Fenway Park. I've never heard it as silent as it was last night before the Red Sox game.
Just absolutely amazing. And I'll never forget the day they handed Big Poppy the mic after the marathon bombing. Yeah. You all remember that, you know. And then the outpouring of love is amazing here. For example,
Pedro Martinez was on the MLB Network last night. They're like brothers, and he loves David. He's a little older than David. He's like a big brother and very protective, but Pedro got very, very emotional.
I don't have enough words to describe how, you know, who David is, what David means to baseball. But I'm so disappointed to know that someone like David, who saved so many lives, can have someone after his life. And I'm sorry, I get. I'm sorry, but it hurts me. It hurts me. A guy that saves lives, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pedro, very, amazing. Very emotional about it. Now, one of the nice things yesterday that we heard a lot of nice things about Dave and what he does.
Really did.
But Maverick is a little boy, Maverick Shute. He's from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He's 10 years old today. He had a congenital heart defect.
Today's his birthday?
Yes, it
really is.
Really? Okay. And Kevin Millar found out what a big, big Poppy fan this little boy was, so the Red Sox flew him to Fenway to meet Big Poppy. And Poppy had some words of encouragement for him and spent the day with him.
And this is before he was going to have the heart surgery, right?
Yes, this is before his heart transplant in 2016. And then they flew him back for David's last game. Yeah. And in between treatment, Big Poppy stayed in touch with the young boy and one time sent him a video. And here is what Maverick had to say yesterday.
Hi, Poppy. It's me, Maverick. Right when I heard I got your bat down and I started making plays. A few years ago, you sent me a video saying that I need to stay strong and that you love me. But now I'm letting you know I love you so much and that you need to stay strong. Don't make me come up to that Dominican and sneak you out of that hospital. I'm going to let you get some rest, Poppy. Bye.
How cool. Huh?
I mean, and David has made it his life's work, you know, the David Ortiz Children's Foundation.
Yeah.
All the money he's raised for the Dominican.
I know, it's incredible, and that's really sweet. I mean, you forget, like, you know, he is really such a symbol of the city, and then the work that he does behind the scenes and helping these kids. I never knew that story.
I'm sure
that's one of hundreds of David Ortiz stories visiting kids and helping them. So that's why, you know, so for somebody like me, just you think, oh, David Ortiz, baseball star, that's it. But then you really find out he's just an amazing guy who's really
pretty cool.
Done a lot of things.
We'll give you the latest updates right up to 7 o'clock.
Right after 7 o'clock. We have Hank's conspiracy theory.
Yes, this is my...
I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory.
But I'm with you, Hank. I can understand what you're saying.
There's a lot out there.
A gathering of the facts.
Well, I don't know about all that either.
What really happened?
Somewhere in between, I'll be
honest. What really happened out there? In the meantime...
Well, the Red Sox lost a tough one. 4-3 last night in 11 innings to the Rangers. Brock Holt knocked in the tying run in the bottom of ninth. Was tied at 3. The bullpen gave it up in the 11th. LBF's favorite player, though, Andrew Benintendi. Benintendi. He hit his 7th home run last night.
I enjoy him.
Two teams play again tonight. Bruins and Blues, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow night at the TD Garden. The first Stanley Cup Final and a Game 7 Stanley Cup Final in Boston's Bruins history on Garden Ice. The Warriors stayed alive with a 106-105 win in Toronto last night. The Raptors lead the NBA Finals now 3-2. The Revs play the Red Bulls in New Jersey. U.S. Open Cup match action tonight. And the U.S. women's soccer team opens World Cup action against Thailand and France today.
Thank you much, Hank. 105.7 WRR. Good morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm running out of the building and I'm free. Finally, no schoolwork. Yeah. Summertime, take it slower at my own speed. Cause it's summer, I just wanna sit and relax. Baby, go to the pool, the pool, the pool, the pool. The pool. So excited, I'm on summer break. It's gonna be so cool. It's true, I'm getting out of school.
Are we ready for schools out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay, some of the lucky schools are already out today. This is the first day for some of the schools out. We got a couple of them here. What do you got?
All right, a shout-out to the great Sam Bell, future star of the Boston Celtics, and his classmates at the Rose L. McDonald School in West Bridgewater.
School down, West Bridgewater!
Oh, that's awesome. And to everybody at Sutton Memorial, Pam Conan, she's driving her bus for the last time in 2019.
Yeah.
School's out today. Happy summer.
Here we go. Alice Cooper is on the air. 1057 WR. School's out. Shout outs will be there today. You can get yours in. Just go online. WRR.com.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. Okay, this is all about Big Poppy coming up now. David Ortiz. Now, the one thing that we don't know, I mean, is motive in this whole thing. So,
right.
So leave it to the British tabloids to establish some motive. That's one of the theories that's going on here now. Hank is a huge conspiracy theorist, and he's been doing a little
look out. I like to look outside the box a little.
Right. Okay. So he kind of put on his, his inspector hat over the last couple of days. And so what have you found?
Well, yesterday, Big Poppy's aide confirmed that, yes, it was a hit. You know, he was targeted.
He was definitely targeted.
Yeah, it wasn't a robbery. He didn't say why he was targeted. He said he was definitely targeted.
Well,
his aide confirmed that.
I think anybody that thinks that this is a random drive-by is delusional, you know?
Right. Guy pulls up on a motorcycle. Guy jumps off the back.
It's kind of like you kind of want it to be just a random drive-by.
Right. Yeah, you do. You want it to be.
But
So now a guy who was more of an acquaintance, not a close friend of Big Poppy's, he was there. He threw David into his car. It was blocked in. He smashed his way through those cars and rushed into the hospital. And Poppy asked him to go to this Alex Gonzalez clinic instead of a hospital that was a little bit closer.
Yeah.
He must have felt like that was a really great place.
Yeah.
So they get there. And, of course, so he goes into surgery. He has 6 hours of surgery. So they had to remove parts of his intestine. Then they removed his gallbladder because there was nothing wrong with it, but they needed access to his liver, which was also
damaged. Wow.
Okay. So yesterday, the Red Sox, of course, 100% full support, they send a plane down to get Big Poppy.
It's a special medevac plane, right?
Special medevac plane. As that's going on, the New York Post comes out and says that the hit was on Big Poppy because he allegedly was having an affair with a drug lord's wife.
I see. Okay.
And the drug lord put the hit on Big Poppy.
That's quite an accusation. So
that's a big accusation.
It's a big accusation.
Just because, you know, he's got a wife and kids.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, and also... I don't like it either.
Okay, now this is also curious, Hank. They medevac him like hours after major surgery. I mean,
they said he was stable and that, you know, he was able to fly despite. I mean, I had my ankle operated on.
Yeah.
And I would have been able to fly, but I was out of it 24 hours later and not feeling well. I couldn't get out of bed. His surgery was 1,000 times more serious than mine.
His was like a 6-hour surgery, right?
Yeah,
abdominal, medical organs. Also during the day, I have a friend, actually, who said to me that they actually had a live donor waiting at Mass General in Boston.
Oh, really?
A live donor for what?
They weren't sure if it was
liver?
Possibly he needed a piece of a liver
or
a kidney.
Or a kidney, something like that.
Or what exactly it was. Now, have I confirmed that? No. Did it come from good source? Absolutely.
Okay.
And from two sources.
Okay, so then there's this possibility. What if they said, okay, why they medevaced him so quickly is we got to get him out of the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Because he may not even be safe in the hospital because now they're implicating police down there.
Well, that's the thing. They alleged that the driver and the shooter, there were two on the back of this motorcycle, were police officers. Hasn't been confirmed.
Really?
However, the guy that drove Ortiz to the hospital, this acquaintance, the Boston Globe did in their story quoted him as saying that there were two uniform armed policemen at the bar, close to the bar at the time of the shooting, but they didn't react to the crime and they were just communicating on their radios.
Right. That's like out of the... You know.
Which seems odd to me, too.
It's like out of The Godfather, right?
So any sort of mafia movie.
Were they working together? And and some drug lords are powerful. Look at El Chapo.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You know, he's well-loved by everybody because, you know, he's feared. He's feared. People are afraid.
Yeah, everybody's afraid of him, yeah.
So it really took a dark, strange twist. I hope that's not the case.
I know. I'm just glad he's home and he's at Mass General because that was the thing I was worried about because not to malign the Dominican Republic's healthcare system, but I just don't think it's Mass General.
We're the best in the world, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, bring him home, take care of him, get him out of harm's way if there's any sort of... sort of mafia thing going on or drug lord thing going on. Just get him out of the country.
And he's so revered in that country for everything he's done with his children's charities. And even when they've been devastated by hurricanes, you know, he always leads the effort. And like Pedro said, he has literally saved lives.
Yeah.
So to think that somebody wanted to take his was so bothersome to him.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, thank you very much, Inspector Hank. We appreciate your
investigation. It's not as far-fetched and crazy as I usually think you are.
Can I take the tin hat off?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, take the hat off.
Thank you.
It's hot, doesn't it?
Got your
head. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie is visiting Doc Sider with a few questions about her sex life. When we hear...
Well, Effie, let me see if I can help. Now, I have some paperwork to fill out here, so bear with me. First of all, do you and Ephus have mutual orgasms?
Hold on a sec, Doc. Could I borrow your phone?
Why, sure.
Ephus? It's Effie here. Listen, I have a question for you. Do we have mutual orgasms?
Well, what'd he say?
He said, no, we have state fine.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we're getting some corroboration on Hank's theory of...
He's got a lot of sources.
He has many sources.
I know. He's like the Woodward and Bernstein.
What's the latest corroboration you're getting
studio.
Here?
Well, there are a lot of people fascinated with David Ortiz, and I got a message from somebody who was listening and said, geez, it sounds like you're spot on, because I also got some information from sources that said that they had the motorcycle driver, but not the shooter.
Yeah.
But that the shooter was actually a higher-level member of the police department.
I see.
Who worked... for the alleged drug lord.
Now, this person who corroborated your statements said he got his Dominican sources.
He had close sources, and I know this guy, and I trust him.
It's like The Departed, but the Dominican.
Yeah, it's exactly.
So very, very strange. Yeah.
Okay, so on to the case of Myrtle the Turtle.
That's another
extremely important case we're covering for you this morning.
Boston story. Investigative report. Okay, so apparently parents are really upset because Myrtle the Turtle is ruining their kids' playground experience. And this is in Beacon Hill in Boston. I actually passed by this playground just on Saturday.
When you were at the
Gay Pride Parade. And it was busy. But there's a bronze turtle there.
I'm familiar with the turtle, yes.
You know, the bronze statue's everywhere. There's the tortoise and the hare at Copley Place. There's the ducks in the public garden.
So that's not like a type of tortoise. That's like a turtle. That's a statue.
It's a statue. Yeah, it's not real. Doesn't move. Made out of bronze.
Yep.
Okay.
Just let's be clear. Unfortunately, it is a threat to your child's safety because it is in the hot sun all day, and apparently it heats up like a hot stove, and kids sit on it, and they can hurt themselves. One parent who'd complained, they want it removed, because one parent complained because they put a sensor on it and it got up to 133 degrees.
Ooh.
Now, as a kid growing up in the 80s, I feel like I've experienced that because of the slide situation. You know, we had metal slides growing up.
Everybody remembers the metal slides.
And you know, you knew that if you were going to go outside that day, you'd have to wear like capri pants or something, because if you went down the metal slide in shorts, it was torture.
And I got always wore his capri.
I did, and I got picked on a lot because of that.
But, did you wear them with kitten heels?
No. I wore my Crocs back then.
Okay.
Maybe that had to do with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like,
hey, touch it once, you won't touch it again.
Yeah, like, why do you have to have it removed? You just say that gets hot. Yep. Don't sit on it.
It only gets hot a few
days. It's still there. They put a tarp over it, right?
Yes, they put a tarp over it to avoid it. But
so why don't we just leave it there until the fall?
I mean, removing it? Just how about say don't?
Don't touch it.
Don't sit on that. Put your hand on it first. It could be hot.
Yeah, you put your hand on the hood of your parents' car. That's going to be hot, too.
Okay, let's confiscate all the cars and turn them in.
I mean, I don't know. Am I being a little bit of a jerk here?
No, I say put the metal slides back at the car.
<That's right. laughs> I think so, too.
I'm with you, Hank. Okay, we got Dirty Laundry is coming up. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Oh, we have a Bradley Cooper / Lady Gaga update on the recent breakup. God.
Are you buying into this?
I sure am.
Okay.
Conspiracy theorist.
Okay,
Hank's here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Okay, we've got City on a Hill review. I watched that on Showtime, set in Boston. Inappropriate parties, but first, let's get to it. Let's get to the Bradley Cooper story that we're all...
Oh, you've been dying to get to this.
Just absolutely raving to hear about. Bradley Cooper and his baby mama broke up, Irina Shayk. Now, everybody who watched A Star Is Born and anybody who watched any of the awards shows and saw Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga sing together,
they had good chemistry.
They had very, very good chemistry.
Yes, they did.
Now, was it just chemistry or was it something else? That is the question. People Magazine. And People Magazine, I'm saying, is the New York Times of news. They are very accurate.
Of gossip.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, of everything, actually. Yep. It's like, that's where the stars go to tell their stories.
They're pretty insightful. They seem to get it right.
They get it right. I mean, the National Enquirer, no. But sometimes, too. Anyway, my point is that People Magazine said that Bradley Cooper was emotionally absent during the filming of A Star Is Born. They didn't say anything about Lady Gaga being a factor because they can't, because they're the paper of record. But it's basically what we're all thinking about. People Magazine, a so-called source says he was emotionally absent. They tried to save the relationship, but it had changed. Now, I don't know if, you know, they live separate lives. I don't think that Bradley Cooper, to be perfectly honest with you, is the settling down type. And I think that, like, they were dating and then she got pregnant and then they were trying to make it work. But I think he needs to be like George Clooney. Just don't get married until you're, like, really, really ready. I think that George Clooney did it right. Now he's married to Amal and he has twins and he's been basically out of the spotlight. So that really works. But I still think that we're going to see a little bit of a Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga dating situation, which will not last.
Mark this down on your calendar.
Okay, it will not last. I'm sorry to say.
It'll be his fault, right?
But it will be both of their faults.
Okay.
Because they're both super big stars and you can't live like that. You can't have two giant stars living in the same house. Hence, A Star Is Born. You know how that ended. Anyway.
So you're saying, no, I'm not even going to go there.
Don't even say it.
I'm not even going to go there, yeah.
All right, Kylie Jenner had the most inappropriate birthday party, and now everyone hates her.
Gee, what are the odds of this happening?
She had a Handmaid's Tale themed party. Now, I don't know if Kylie Jenner has watched The Handmaid's Tale, which I've watched one season of, and I couldn't watch the second season of because it's too emotionally debilitating, because it's all too close to the truth, and it's about women losing their rights little by little, or big, and then, you know, then it's, like, terrible. So she had a party, with complete with, like, you know, cocktails with Handmaid's Tales, sort of, you know, welcome to Gilead, under his eye, tequila, praise be vodka. She got a lot of heat on the Instagram and on the Twitter, as she should have. It's totally inappropriate. It's about, it's just a terrible, it's a really good show, but it's about the themes.
Bad idea.
The themes are just awful. It's like, ugh. City on a Hill, Showtime.
Yes. Yes.
Huge Boston presence. Actually, I was walking through the city on Saturday going to the train, and they had shut down a street because they were filming a scene of City on the Hill.
Are they referring to Beacon Hill?
Beacon Hill? Well, City on the Hill is the name. Isn't that City on the Hill, the JFK thing, like they're above everybody else? They're trying to be better than everybody else. That's the whole point. Anyway, it stars Kevin Bacon, and it's my review is this. The thing about shows in Boston or movies about Boston, it's never like a Hallmark love story. It's always involving bad cops
gritty.
And armored cars.
It's always gritty.
It's just the plot. It's like always the same. It's always about Charlestown. It's always about bad accents. It's always about people wearing like Adidas sweatsuits. And so if you like that, you're going to love this. Kevin Bacon is really excellent. Jonathan Tucker, who's a local guy who's been in a bunch of movies.
Oh, yeah, he's from Charlestown.
He's very good. He plays a very intense guy. He's a,
and he's got a real
armored
accent.
Car heist guy.
Yeah.
And I think it's very familiar. And
did you see Lenny Clark?
I did see Lenny Clark. You see, I think it's very familiar. I think the plot is going to get better. But the fun part of watching City on a Hill is to see all of Boston everywhere. It's just completely shot here, and it's fun to be like, I was just at Foley's the other night.
Cool.
I was just on Beacon Hill.
So it was geographically accurate.
Oh, it's like, it's amazing. And then it's, you know, and they actually get the, they do get the accents pretty good.
Well, they do good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
It's not bad.
Well, they're using Bostonian.
Showtime,
they hire natives.
You can watch it for free on Showtime right now, but then going forward, you're going to have to pay for Showtime. It's on Sunday nights.
Okay, and could I just give you one little item I thought we should...
I knew you wanted to add to Dirty Laundry because it's your favorite segment of the show.
This guy named Randy Houser, he's a country singer.
Yeah.
Don't do this to your kids. He just had a new baby, and he named the kid Huckleberry. So, you know...
I like that name.
Really?
Because you can call him
Seriously.
Huck. And you know, you can have a real fun time with Huck, Bo Buck.
Exactly. And the rest of your life, he's going to be tortured by that name.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, here's the deal. LBF has the questions, and we just hope that Brenda Kelly Kim has the answers. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. And joining us this morning from Marblehead, Massachusetts, a freelance writer, author, journalist, is Brenda Kelly Kim is with us this morning. Hi, Brenda Kelly Kim. How are you this morning?
BKK.
Yeah, hi. I like that name. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, so you freelance a lot of writing. You write books. What do you write there?
I do. I have a book. It's called Sink or Swim: Tales from the Deep End of Everywhere. And I have a newspaper column in Gatehouse Media, Marblehead Reporter, for lifestyle, parenting, humor, stuff like that.
Okay. So
that's pretty awesome.
Okay, you've accumulated a lot of knowledge there.
She has, because I read her bio, and she's also been a law enforcement officer, a special needs teacher.
I have.
A weighted at a diner. Definitely. You've done everything.
You're like the female MacGyver.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had 700 jobs since I left college.
That's awesome.
So
well,
now, here's the deal. We've got the questions for you here. You know what's going to happen. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them all. You can pass at any time, but save plenty of time to come back just in case, because you don't want the clock to run out on you. So you know how it goes, right?
Sure.
You ready to play?
Absolutely. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Yeah, we can hear
you. Yep, pretty good. All right,
okay.
Here we go.
Brenda Kelly Kim, let's play Winograd in 60 seconds.
What is David Ortiz's nickname?
Big Poppy.
A person described as a towhead has what color hair?
Blonde.
What kind of paper towel is the quicker picker-upper?
Bounty.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, what actor was listed in the credits simply as boy in Police Station?
Charlie Sheen.
In the cartoon, what are Tom and Jerry?
A cat and a mouse.
What band sings the song Maneater?
Oh, Pat.
What is the traditional fifth wedding anniversary gift?
Wood.
What is a woolly bear?
A woolly bear?
Mm-hmm.
It's an insect, like that little furry thing that crawls around on the ground.
Specifically?
A caterpillar.
When did World War I begin?
1914.
What is James Naismith best known for inventing?
Basketball.
What band sings the song Maneater? You are just one away.
9 out of 10. Now, if we give you a little more time,
so
would you answer us and tell us what band sings Maneater?
Honestly, it was a total guess at Dire Straits.
Nope, it's Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay,
God.
Brenda Kelly Kim, I can tell you're a writer because you know a little bit about a lot. I mean, this
especially
is like
those little crawly things that are furry.
That's right. And very good. You finally pulled caterpillar out of your brain. That's good.
But that was amazing.
You did yourself very. You should be proud.
She's going to hate Hall & Oates from now on, but that's okay.
But we have a fine consolation prize. You're going to like this $100 gift card from Casa Caña. It's a Latin kitchen, patio, and rum bar featuring innovative Latin cuisine, and it's inside the Studio Alston Hotel on Soldier Field Road in Boston. Have a great time. You'll love it.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. You can drown your sorrows in the rum bar.
So if you can find a way to get out of Marblehead. Get down there sometime.
Yeah, and pick up her book. I think it's available at Barnes & Noble. It's Sink or Swim, Tales from the Deep End of Everywhere. Is that what you said it is?
Yeah, Sink or Swim, Tales from the Deep End of Everywhere. It's on Amazon or, you know, find me on Facebook. I'll get you a copy.
Cool.
Hey, thanks for playing
you
today. Thanks for listening
so
in particular.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the chance.
Okay. Have a great day today. Anybody else, if you want to play, you think you can do it? We got the cash. You could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Log on and register at WROR.com. Okay, here's the deal. This is why they make the big bucks at the advertising agencies. Because they figured out a way to get your kids to eat vegetables and salads.
It's a great marketing campaign. Yeah, Kraft has decided that they're going to call their ranch dressing salad frosting. And here's the ad for it. It starts off with just the statement on the screen. Nobody lies like a parent.
Don't touch the china cabinet. It'll turn into spiders. The internet lady turns off the internet at 6 p.m.
Here's a better one. It says,
introducing Kraft salad frosting. Ingredients, Kraft ranch dressing, and deception. Is it frosting? No. Is it wrong? It's not important. But it will get your kids to eat their salad and veggies.
It's like, it's a brilliant campaign. And it actually comes in with comes in like a squeeze bottle that looks like the frosting that you get in the in the cake section, and it's got confetti on it. So it doesn't have
it
a
looks
vegetable.
Like a celebration, a party.
It does, and so the kids. I don't know. I think it's legit. I think if you tell kids lies,
well, you know, we've all
it's
done this.
Good parenting.
We've all done this, you know,
because they just can't handle the truth. They can't handle it.
You know, my daughters. I have a daughter who's a parent,
and she lies.
No, but not she yet. Still loves to get fun sticks and eat them when I bring them home.
Oh, right.
What
fun
are fun sticks?
Not...
Fun sticks were fish sticks, but who wants to say fish sticks to their kids?
Oh, okay.
Because
so
the kids go, But fun sticks, those sound good.
My sister didn't like beans, and my mother just said, they're not beans, they're weens. And my sister believed her for many years, and she went to NYU and I went to UMass. I don't get it.
How does that happen?
I don't get it. I lie to Lucy, not because this is, I am the worst parent. I lie to Lucy, not because I want her to eat something, because I don't want her to eat what I'm eating.
Oh, no, you
so
won't
So I will it. Tell her that it's spicy. I could be eating a chocolate cake, and I'm like, oh, no, Lucy, you don't want this. It's spicy. And then she walks away. But I mean, my parents lied to me when I was growing up because they let me eat 2 donuts every Sunday and never told me what that would result in.
I understand.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, this is time for the recap on Big Poppy and the situation, the entire thing this morning. Because we had a report earlier this morning, and Hank had been doing some investigating because we're wondering about, okay.
Let's get some people, are in and about, who know things.
Hank knows people, okay?
You know, everybody goes through Medford once in their lives.
It's very interesting because everybody's wondering, okay, no, you know, who would shoot Big Poppy? I mean, it's, and if anybody believes this is a random drive-by, no.
Well, Poppy's assistant said, listen, this was a targeted shooting.
That's right. Okay.
He denied that it involved a woman. Now, yesterday, the New York Post came out with a story that Ortiz was targeted by police officers hired by a drug lord because Poppy was allegedly having an affair with the drug lord's wife.
Yes, right.
We don't know that as
fact. And that was actually started by the British tabloids.
But he was definitely targeted. His own people admitted that. Yesterday, after surgery to remove his gallbladder and part of his colon and his intestine, and he's got liver damage. You know, the Red Sox sent a private plane, a med flight plane. They got him. They flew him back.
So now we're also warning, okay, so why would they try to evacuate him and bring him back here so quickly, so soon after really major trauma and surgery like that? And we're thinking, okay, maybe they're afraid that he's not even safe in the hospital down there.
That could be one thing. Another possibility is maybe it's more serious than they're letting on.
It could be, yes.
Because one of my sources told me that there was actually a live donor at Mass General Hospital waiting to donate an organ to Big Poppy. They didn't have which organ. Maybe it was a kidney or a liver. But so maybe he was more seriously injured than we thought.
Or maybe that report's bogus. We don't know.
Right. We also had somebody tell me that the shooter that was on the back of the motorcycle, who is still on the loose and at large, was actually a sergeant in the police force that was employed by the alleged drug lord.
Now, the Post has that story today.
They do.
Oh, they
yes,
do?
The New York
really?
Post.
Okay.
Now, it's no People magazine, but
no,
that's right. Yep.
It's legit.
You know, and that comes from somebody that I really trust who's in the know. And, you know, the sad thing is that David Ortiz, a wonderful guy. Human beings are flawed.
Sure.
He's got a wife and children. They can read. He's beloved here. He's beloved down in the Dominican Republic for all the work.
Sure.
You know, Pedro said, listen, this is a guy who has saved people's lives.
Yeah, many,
with his
many lives.
Humanitarian relief efforts. It's just really an awful story. There was also a story that Big Poppy had been warned that his life was in danger.
Really?
Yes. I read that online. I don't know if it's true or not, but that you know, somebody had warned him, like, listen, you better watch out.
Do you think he's going to be able to go back?
If what they say is true, I think it will
back.
Be very difficult for him to go back.
Because I'd get my family out of there,
even
too.
Even if they... Now, these are hypotheticals, too.
Sure.
But even if they were to find out who put the hit on him...
Right.
The loyalist to that guy...
Exactly.
You don't know. The other thing is the guy that drove him in a Rolls Royce from the shooting scene to the hospital, and Big Poppy wanted to go to that specific Alex Gonzalez clinic.
Right, yeah.
He didn't want to go somewhere else. He is quoted in the Boston Globe as saying that not only was David Ortiz, you know, he started to breathe a little bit heavier and he was getting worried, but he was also said there were 2 armed police officers close to the bar where Poppy was shot, and they did not react to the shooting. That they were just communicating on radios with somebody.
Wow.
So it leads you to believe, was this a possible setup within the police department?
Strange.
I mean, there's a lot to it, and it's sad that we're there bringing it up, but people, they want answers, right?
Yeah. The most important thing is that David Ortiz is now at Mass General. He's being taken care of by the best people in the business.
Big Poppy, beloved here, beloved across America, beloved in the Dominican and the baseball world, has done so many wonderful things with the Big Poppy's Children's Foundation.
Yeah.
I mean, kids with cancer. We had that little boy earlier.
Absolutely, yes.
Who said David Ortiz sent him a video when he was sick with a heart problem saying, you know, you need to stay strong, and I love you very much. And now this boy who's 10 years old today came out. His name was Maverick Shute. And he said, well, you know what, Poppy? I love you, and you need to stay strong. And then he said, don't make me go to the Dominican and drag you out of that hospital.
Right. Won't have to.
And he said, I love you.
He's here, and he's safe now.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s. And more. 105.7 WROR.
Today, just days away from Father's Day, which is this Sunday. You know, like this Sunday is Father's Day. Don't worry about it, though. We'll explain that tomorrow morning on the program. In the meantime, I think I have found the perfect Father's Day gift.
Really?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Good, because I need some ideas.
Okay, this is great.
Run out of time.
This guy has built the world's fastest lawnmower.
Oh.
Did you happen to read about this, Hank?
No.
It's a prototype Honda lawnmower. It goes 0 to 100 miles an hour in 6.29 seconds.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm thinking that might take up part of the lawn.
Wow.
And the neighbor's lawn.
And everybody else. But imagine how fast you could get the rest.
I actually don't think this is a good idea for Father's Day. I think it's actually counterintuitive because I think the reason fathers and mothers like to mow the lawn is because no one talks to you for like 2 hours.
And I can see that.
Yeah, like that's the big break. It's an escape. I mean,
what if you bought a farm?
Dave Falcone.
Really? Think about that.
He loved yard work. He still loves yard work, and I know why. Because I'm not there with them.
You know, yard work is really, really satisfying. Unless, you know, like if you're a professional landscaper, it probably gets a little old.
Yeah.
But for, you know, amateurs, it's really, really, it's very satisfying because you get to see the results of what you've done. Like the straight lines.
Yep.
When you mow the lawn, you know.
Yep.
And the crisscross lines if you want to do like a Fenway Park thing in the little design out
there. And there's nobody telling you how to do it, how fast to do it. There are no kids around.
And no
just
matter
a man in their lawnmower,
and no matter how badly you screw up the lawn, it's going to grow back.
Yeah, you know, you got a good point there.
No.
I had a friend who says, you know, I just don't get this whole lawn thing. He says, what you do is you pay a bunch of money to buy grass seed, and you put the grass seed in, and you spend a bunch of money to water it, and you spend a bunch of money to cut it and throw it away. So he actually had his lawn blacktopped and painted it green.
Nice.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Where in Everett does he live?
I know.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.